You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide many bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. And blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master well but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten on lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Today Jesus Christ speaks to his apostles. He wants to encourage them to really follow him in a radical way. Jesus also invites us to follow him, invites us not to be afraid, but most of all, he invites us to really trust the Father, not to put our hopes in the material world, so that we may ask the Lord, that we may surrender to him, that he may put him first, prioritize God in our life. Jesus is saying, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Where is my heart? What's my treasure? The Lord wants us. He wants that our treasure will be Jesus Christ himself, that we'll find treasure in God. And once we find this treasure, will never let it go. A relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m. Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, częstochowa.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.